This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Open for Business here on Enterprise. I'm on the phone with Alexander C. He is from Aspire Lifestyle Hub. Now, Alex, if you don't mind me calling you Alex, tell me what Aspire Lifestyle Hub actually is.
Aspire Lifestyle Hub, well, on the surface, well, actually, no, first of all, you know, yeah, hello, Richard, and thank you for bringing me on, yeah, on air.
My pleasure.
So, yeah, okay, so now moving into the content itself. So, actually, what Aspire is, well, on the surface, we will look like any other gym, right? But if you go a little bit deeper, if you come over to, you know, meet us and see what we do, what we really do is we believe in overall health and wellness, right?
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, it's not just about training and, you know, looking good and things like that, but it's also about the other things which actually are a part of it as well. Right? We do a lot of things which involve supplementation. We look inwards as well, right? We look at a lot of blood work and things like that too. Also so that, you know, people are not just, don't look just good on the outside, but they also feel good on the inside.
It's a holistic approach, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The initial idea behind the business then, you know, where did it come from? Where did it start?
Mm. Well, basically it started off with, what we saw as a gap, right? We saw a gap within the industry itself. And, you know, being in industry for many, many years now, founders and myself, we've been in industry for many, many years. We started Aspire approximately about three years ago. And the gap that we saw was this, right? We basically, in the industry, you see people going to gyms to get workouts. But what happens when they go to gyms? Some people, they get injured, they get injuries, and then they need to go see a physiotherapist.
Right.
And then there are also groups of people who basically go to the gym and they plateau. Right?
Yep.
They plateau and then they're like, oh no, I've got pain here. I've got, you know, and things like that. And so, you know, what we do is we try to take a holistic approach towards that, and helping our clients to basically just to feel good physically. But over the past years, I think what's happened also is that we take a very important emphasis also on what we call long-term sustainable outcomes. So we truly believe here that the body itself, a healthy body, right, enables us to do more of what we really want to do in life.
I see.
And so going down that path, that's taken us down the line of knowing a lot about nutrition, a lot about supplementation, which is also a service which we provide.
Which is often something that might not be provided for in some of the bigger name gyms, perhaps, unless you... Okay. Simple question. Where did the money come from to start this? Is it a family-run business? Is it, bootstrapped? How did it come about, the cash flow? It's bootstrapped.
All bootstrapped. That's right. That's how we do
That's
it
what
over
we
here.
Like to hear, yeah. Was it a struggle getting that money together?
Actually, not really, because actually, a small group of us came together. We came together with a common goal, right? With common, we faced common challenges as well. We saw that gap together, and then we just came together and say, hey, you know, I think we have to do something about this, right? The world needs it. You know, we really believe the world needs it.
Now, it sounds from what you're saying as well, that you're a tight knit group of people. What do you think, other than the add-on services that you provide, you know, what makes you guys special? What do you think makes Aspire special?
Well, you know, building on what, you know, what we spoke a little bit earlier on about, having a very holistic approach towards health and wellness. Here's a little interesting about this, right? We no longer take memberships.
Interesting. Right?
Yeah,
tell me
we
more.
We are purely a PT gym. So we only take in clients, and all clients you see here within our facility all have programs,
right?
All with specific outcomes.
I see. Yep.
And so far, our clients have ranged from, you know, entrepreneurs right down to recently we treated just before the lockdown, of course, before we treated a 94-year-old grandma who came up from JB. She fractured her spine. We helped to heal that in record time and did some rehab work to get to help her to be able to stand again.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
It ranges, right? And we've also got people who, you know, are still studying or just looking to get fit, which most people come to us for as well. Mm. So that's basically the whole range of service, right? But for us, it's really about helping our clients to be able to live more of life. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
In terms of the industry that you're in, you know, the fitness and wellness industry, for example, just how competitive is it? I mean, we hear these tales of like trainers moving from one gym to another or from one space to another. What's that like from your opinion? How competitive is the industry you're in?
Well, I think there's always more than meets the eye, right? I think on the surface, it is truly competitive. But I think if you go a little bit deeper, how we break down the industry, we break it down into, of course, gyms which operate based on memberships.
Yeah.
You've got boutique gyms which operate based on group classes.
Yeah.
Right. And we like to categorize ourselves, as I mentioned, as a PT gym.
Right.
So we focus primarily just on that. And in that little space within the industry, yes, we do have a couple other competitors. So I wouldn't say that it's very competitive in that sense.
Mm.
Yeah. Our who we work with people who want to change. Right. So
people who
come to us, they say, okay, I've got this problem here. I want to fix this. You know, how can you help us? Okay, great. This is how we work with our clients.
Mm. Mm. Okay, on that note, Alexander, let's take a short break and we'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to be speaking about, obviously we have to talk about the pandemic. That's something that's going to come up at some point during the interview. We'll be talking about marketing and a few of the bits and pieces and the future plans and hopes for Aspire a little bit later on. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Open for Business. I'm on the phone line with Alexander C. He is from Aspire Lifestyle Hub. It's an all-in-one health, wellness, and fitness center. Would that be fair to say, Alex?
Yes, I believe you can say that. I only hesitate a little bit because you know, it's the group of us here. We really believe in continuous growth, right? And, you know, that may sound a little bit cliche.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, that's great then. But we are constantly upskilling ourselves, right? So in terms of services, you know, building on that concept of a holistic health and wellness center, just to share with you a little bit about what we're working on as well, which I think will give you a better idea of what we're about, right? So apart from just training and physiotherapy and supplementation, we also do a lot of recovery work where we have hydrotherapy, we have infrared saunas, we help our clients do ice baths. But more recently as well, we've even taken on new technology, which we gotten from the US. So in fact, over the past year, over the pandemic, right, we actually, you could say that we've doubled down. Right?
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about that then. Obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic, you might have noticed.
Yeah.
And this seems like, what, like you say at the beginning, it's almost like a cliche question, but how has business been affected by the pandemic and how are you coping? You know, and what do you do to stay positive and busy, and how different really is it now compared to what it was, you know, a year or so ago?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Back when we had a real life, you know?
Yeah, back when we had a real life. And this is, talking about a cliche question. But first of all, I completely feel you, right? In terms of it being a bit of a cliche question.
Yeah.
But at the same time as well, you know, I mean, before I even say about anything, you know, we, on our end, we are also
perfectly aware of what's happening out there. And true enough, you know, I think there's so much pain out there, and, you know, and including ourselves, right? I mean, in the beginning, it was just, we were just thrown into so much uncertainty. Right. And I could simply use the word lost, right? We just felt lost. Like, okay, what do we do next? Right. And when is this going to end? What happened for us was, here's a big thing as well, which happened to us as well. Right before the MCO, that was exactly when, two months before the MCO, that was when we actually stopped taking in gym memberships.
Right.
Yeah. And so I suppose you could say that was, I mean, on our part, a blessing in disguise in a sense, because we did not have to rely on gym memberships as a source of revenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And PT has always been a big thing of our business model anyway. Right? So that and the way we work, you know, being able to collect a bit more revenue upfront, we were able to sustain ourselves for longer. Coming back to running the business itself, you know, I think I could speak for most businesses out there. It was very frustrating.
Yeah.
But for us, what we came to eventually was that, you know what, this is beyond our control, right? Yeah, there was a lot of frustration from, you know, I'm just going to say it too, right? Frustration from the government, but I'm sure they are also having a really tough time. And everybody's just having a tough time, right? But in essence, we just came down to this conclusion. We got to just focus on what we can control, right? And make the best of what we have.
Mm-hmm. Very stoic.
Yeah.
Stoic. Okay. So, what have you learned then over the last year? Obviously, you know, like you've just mentioned, you can only deal with what you can deal with. Yeah. Things that are beyond your control, you can't do anything about. As a business, what have you learned? You know, what have you learned amongst yourselves as well?
As a business, if you want to go right down to the nitty-gritty of business itself, I think all businesses would understand the cash flow, but how are we going to manage that big time?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a really big issue within the health and wellness industry now. Cash flow itself, you know, but I'm going to leave that topic aside for today itself, right? Coming back to what we've learned ourselves, you know, I mean, for us, we have always been focused on helping our clients, right? And we in no way believe that what we have right now is enough. Although, yes, it has given a lot of results, right? There is still so much more to learn, right? And so each of us here, coming back to what I said earlier on about doubling down, right? One of the more recent pieces of technology which we brought in late last year, is what we call a newbie, right? I don't get too technical about it, but in essence, it's meant to help people heal in record time. It's meant to help people to grow and get strong in also record time using neuroscience, right?
Oh, interesting.
That is pretty interesting, right? Yeah.
Now you've piqued my interest.
Oh, have I? Yep. So coming back to it though, more, I would say, stoic principles, I suppose. I think a very big lesson in which we learned on our part was actually going with the flow.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to sound a bit like, what? Going with the flow? But it's really that, because we've gone through so much change, right? And holding on to what we know it's just only going to hold us back, right?
And I think you're not on your own in that regard. You know, every business is kind of, particularly small businesses right now, you have to deal with it on a day-to-day basis, because you don't know how things are going to turn out tomorrow. You don't know what changes are going to happen tomorrow. You don't know if we're locked down or unlocked or whatever the heck is happening. Yeah. Okay, and with that in mind then, let's move on just a little bit. What's the industry like here in Malaysia generally? You know, health and fitness, you know, before we were locked down, seemed to be on the rise for a lot of people. You know, we were seeing gyms take up record memberships, people suddenly getting off the bum and getting out there and doing things. Now you have people locked down, binging Netflix for days at a time. You know, I'm guilty of that, and I'm sure you've been guilty at some point as well.
Yeah.
You know, has that kind of lockdown aside, did you see changes to the industry here in Malaysia in general?
Yeah, Yes, definitely. Mm. I mean, in that sense, right? I paused for a little while because a lot of things actually came to my mind.
Right.
you know, as you were speaking earlier on, the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, prior to the lockdown, prior to the first MCO, I think what made the industry start to really boom and grow is, I think, social media is definitely going to be a part of it, right?
For sure. And, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Right. And a lot of people are showing up, you know, results, and people are like, oh, I want to be like that. Right. And,
right.
And that's one. Right. And the second thing now is also, and it's, this is a real problem, which I believe Malaysia, we all, and I think some of us know this, is that obesity, right? We are one of the most obese countries within Asia, right? If not the most, I think it's the top two. Yeah. I don't know where we stand right now.
And we're right up there with diabetes as well.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This is, this goes hand in hand. Right. So I think, I think with the internet, I think people are becoming more and more aware. And now with this pandemic, right, I think it's only accelerating it further.
Right? I think that the problem that we've got, though, is that before the pandemic, you could look at influencers, you know, and you'd get this, oh, look at how good they look and how good they're doing. And now it's like, oh, I wonder what they're watching this weekend. So when these lockdowns do eventually end, how do you convince these people, other than posting nice images on social media, that, you know, you've got to get up, you've got to get moving, you know, Netflix is great and all, but do you know what I mean? How do you convince them again?
You know, this is going to sound interesting as well, right? But the first thing I would say is stop looking at social media. Stop going on social media.
I agree 100%.
Stop. Just stop, right? Because number one, right, comparison is the thief of all joy, right? You keep looking at these people have put in work to some extent, right? And everybody has a different starting point, right? Now, but what with a starting point, and this is what I would tell, you know, people who are listening right now as well, is that you got to have an end point, right? A goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And I don't just mean a fitness goal. And I'm referring to life goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm talking about what you want to do in life and things like that. Because if you look at it properly, all your life goals, your health and fitness, it will be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
And as soon as people are able to map out their goals moving forward, and I know it's gloomy and it's dark right now, right? But, you know, as we tell our clients here, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Right? And with the end, so just take this opportunity just to review, you know, your life, right? Look at goals and then see how health and fitness basically, you know, fits into that. Because only that way, this is from our experience, only that way you will truly be able to sustain your journey in fitness.
Lovely. Final question then for you, Alex. Future plans and hopes for Aspire when things get back to relative normal.
Well, that's an awesome question. In short, to let you know a little bit what we're working on right now as well, apart from what I've just shared, we are now also looking into the mind as well, right? We have colleagues here who are looking into studying hypnotherapy.
Okay.
And this is how we look to basically build on our set of services. And medium long-term goal, we hope to be able to take this understanding and bring it to businesses, to businesses, to corporate companies, because we truly believe with a healthy mind and body, this has an impact on productivity. Right?
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. And so in short, that's what it is.
Okay, Alex C. from Aspire Lifestyle Hub, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Richard.
Folks, you've been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget the podcast will be up very shortly. You can download it and have a listen back to it at your leisure. I recommend you use the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. If you don't want to do that, head over to bfm.my and have a listen back at your leisure. For Enterprise, my name is Rich Bradbury on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.